will Lot's compromise and his apparent love of the world cost him dearly. What did he lose? Number one, he lost his fellowship and accountability and friendship with Abraham. Did you know that someone that is going the wrong way, there's only so long. I remember when I was at Grace Community Church that John MacArthur got regular calls from a friend of his. A friend of his in the ministry, a dear brother that had gone to Dallas Seminary, and the guy had written books. He had sold 25 million of his books. He would call the office. He'd say, "Can you have John meet me?" And they'd say, "Where are you?" He'd say, "I'm at Joe's Bar." He'd gone back to drinking, left his wife, living at the bar. And John went down and met him at the bar and reminded him of what he'd written his 25 million books about. And he got kind of following the Lord again. And then a few weeks later, he'd call again. He'd say, "Could you have John, where are you?" "At the bar." Finally, John says, "If you're going to be at the bar, I'm not going to meet you at the bar. If you don't have enough strength to say no with everything you know about God," he said, "I'm not coming to your bar. You can come to church. I'm not going to go to your bar." You see, after a while, Abraham said, "I'm not. If that's the direction you're going, the fellowship and the accountability and the friendship is connected with you making some proper choices." That uncle who loved him, who shared God with him, was now not as interesting to Lot as the glittering lights on the horizon that marked the city of sin and fun. Lot also lost his testimony. The citizens mocked him. He lost half his family. They were burned up in Sodom. Lot lost his ability to respond to God. When he was urged to flee, he lingered so long the angels had to drag him. He lost his ability to respond. He lost his wife to judgment and destruction. You know, what's amazing is Jesus said something fascinating in Luke 19. He says, "Remember Lot's wife." That's a curious statement. It's amazing to think, why did Jesus, when he's talking about the where to properly invest our life, why did he say, "Remember Lot's wife"? Because remember Lot's wife. She was given the opportunity to live with a man named Lot who knew God, to travel with a man who was God's personal friend. Nobody else in the Old Testament is called that. His name was Abraham. Undoubtedly, she heard and saw the wonders of God through their lives. She saw angels come and talk to him. She witnessed the power of the angels to push away a crowd and strike him with blindness. And finally, she got to hold the hand of an angel. How many people have ever knowingly done that? And yet, all that was not enough. Her heart so longed for the world that even after all that, she couldn't obey one simple, direct command from God. The angels pulled her away from the city and they said, "Keep going that way. Don't look back." Boom. Judgment. It was not enough for her. The Lord says, "Remember Lot's wife." Lot also lost his moral integrity and honor. We know about his incest. And finally, he lost his legacy. His children became God's enemy. How did this happen? He looked and longed. First, it started by the look. Then he turned and faced his world in the direction of Sodom. And finally, he packed up and moved there. His heart was in Sodom before his body ever arrived. What are the consequences? Well, he never restrained his eyes from controlling his life. He was a believer, but he had to live with the consequences of lust instead of the blessings of faith like Abraham. He was tempted and didn't resist. And that one small choice to live by the lust of the eyes cost him everything. The contrast, Lot lived for Lot, picked the best for Lot, looked at life through the lens that made Lot happy. And all that made Lot grow cold and distant. And gradually, Abraham's influence was nil. Lot was conformed to this world. Get to the New Testament. The Bible says, don't be conformed to the world. Don't be friends with the world. It's enmity with God. Lot is a warning to all believers that a day of reckoning finally comes. If you're friendly with the world, you'll be stained by the world. It would be difficult to decide whether or not Lot was really a Christian just by reading the Old Testament. He made no positive contribution to the life of faith. He chose to lower the carnal and the worldly path. He left the fellowship of the faith at the earliest possible moment, chapter 13. He said, "See ya, uncle," and never came back, never restored. He made no mark for God with his life. His family ended in disaster. The last time we see him in the Bible, he's drunk and dishonored. If it wasn't for that one little remarkable statement of Peter written thousands of years later, we would be justified in concluding Lot was lost. So what was Lot? Such is the life of the backslider. The person who knows what God wants in his way, but he doesn't keep it. Doesn't point his life that way. And doesn't say, God, your grace is sufficient, I want to go that way. Instead, he points it the opposite way. May God deliver us from a life like that.